You certainly don't mean to join with those horrid creatures, do you? Felicity asks as we make our way through the tall trees toward the shore and Gorgon. What can I do? I gave them my word, and now I'm sorry for it. My thoughts are as cloudy as the horizon, and my movements are slow. I breathe in the firm odour of the trees to rid my head of Felon's spicy smoke. Did they really spirit away mortals? Anne asks. It's the sort of macabre fact she loves to collect.
Horrible, Felicity says, yawning. They don't deserve a share of the magic. They'll only misuse it.
I'm in a terrible spot. If I don't join hands with Felon, I make enemies of the forest folk and the tribes that support them. If I share the magic with them, they might prove untrustworthy.
Gemma.
I've not heard that soft voice in a long time. My heart falls through the floor of me. Standing on the path in her blue gown is my mother. She opens her arms wide.
Gemma, darling.
Mother, I whisper. Is that you? She smiles brightly. The smile turns to a laugh. The form changes, shifts, becomes entirely new, and I'm staring at Neela. She giggles into her long, stem-like fingers.
Gemma, dear,
it is my mother's voice coming from that nasty little creature. Why did you do that? I shout.
Because I can, she says.
Don't you dare do it again, I snap.
Or what?
Neela taunts. My fingers tingle with the itch of magic. In seconds, it rushes through me like a swollen river, and my entire body shakes with its majestic force. Gemma! Fee puts steadying arms around me. I can't hold it back. I must let it out. My hand lights on her shoulder, and the magic flows into Felicity with no warning, no control. Changes ripple through her. She's a queen, a valkyrie, a warrior in chainmail. She falls onto all fours in the soft grass, gasping for breath. Fee, are you all right? I rush to her side, but don't touch her. I'm afraid to. Yes, she manages to say in a thin voice as one last change comes over her and she is herself again. I can hear Neela laughing behind me.
It's too much for you, priestess. You're in over your head. Better to let someone more skilled wield it. I would be happy to relieve you of your burden.
Fee, I say, ignoring Neela. I'm sorry, I couldn't control it. Anne helps Felicity to her feet. Felicity puts a hand to her stomach as if she has been punched. So much change, so fast, she says weakly. I wasn't prepared. I am sorry, I say, and this time I put Felicity's arm across my shoulder to steady her. Neela cackles as we stumble toward Gorgon.
Priestess,
the creature calls out. When I turn, she wears my form.
Tell me, how will you fight when you cannot even see?
How are you feeling now, Fee? I ask as we wind through the earthen passageway with its faint heartbeat of light. Better. Look. She transforms into a warrior maiden. Her armour gleams. Shall I wear this as my new Spence uniform?
I think not.
We go through the door and onto the lawn. My senses are heightened. Someone is there. I put my finger to my lips for quiet. What is it? Anne whispers. I creep over to the east wing. A figure slips away into the shadows, and dread fills me. We may have been seen. Whoever it was is gone now, I say. But let's get to bed before we're well and truly caught.